are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Today, the show is brought to you by Next on Scene magazine. Welcome back to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is Bonnie Taylor, who is one of the managing directors at RF Binder. Hi, Bonnie. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. We're so excited to have you and learn all about your amazing background in the PR realm. And you are a woman of many hats and do a lot of cool things. So we're so excited to talk about it. So tell us a little bit of where you are originally from.
Yeah. So born and raised in Central Jersey in a town called East Brunswick. Graduated high school and went off to college at UNLV. Made the news last night, which was pretty awesome.
I know, right?
And then, went to college originally planning on going, got my degree actually in criminal justice, which was funny. And my minor was in communications and broadcasting. And then from there, it's like, I'm going to be a lawyer. Tried a semester of law school, was not for me. Went back, got my master's. Public administration, ended up meeting my husband, and then worked in PR in Las Vegas for a couple of years, and then just recently relocated to Boston about almost 3 years ago.
Amazing. So it's so funny that you went in to school with all these different career paths, and then you ended up with something completely different.
Like a complete 180 from anything I ever thought I would be doing.
That's so funny. So it kind of just fell into your lap. Is that basically how the PR came into play?
Oh, absolutely. So when I got my master's program, I actually started out in nonprofit fundraising. And from there, I was planning events for the galas and all these kind of just different fundraisers. And then one day, the venue actually said, well, why don't you come work for us and work on the internal side? So I started planning more events, doing like kind of corporate buyouts, but I also started doing marketing side of things. And then from there, it was actually a nightclub venue. From there, I started working in other nightclubs in Las Vegas and really worked marketing. And one day my boss said, listen, we're going to lay off the PR agency. I need you to learn PR. So I was fortunate enough to be able to shadow the PR team at the Wynn, and they kind of taught me everything that I needed to know in formatting and press releases. And I learned that, you know, PR was all about relationships and picking up the phone and calling people and just talking to them, being personable. So with the first try, I landed a cover at OK Magazine, and I was like, okay, I got this.
Not that difficult, right? So cool. So
fun.
Who was that for on the cover when you got that as like your first placement?
That was when Samantha Harris was actually hosting Dancing with the Stars, and we threw her birthday party. And so we had a custom cake. I had a cake made that was actually the Dancing with the Stars trophy. And so the photo is her with her trophy. It
amazing.
Was so cool.
So cool. So how would you compare lifestyles of Vegas to Boston now that you're here?
It's so funny. My lifestyle is so mellow now. you know, it's great, but I can actually be a mom and go home at night and see my son. But it's okay because I'm checking emails all hours of the day and I'm up early. And I love it. But that's what I love about my job is it's 24/7. We are always on. We're ready to go in case a crisis happens. But we also have the balance. And I think where I'm at right now, I really have some good balance.
Absolutely. So let's talk about what you're currently doing right now. So you are working with Dunkin' Donuts, which is awesome.
Yeah. When it was funny when I first moved out here for another position, and I actually stalked our vendor and I started finding all of, you know, the clients that they were working with, and I just fell in love. So from my old agency in Las Vegas, I was working with hospitality and restaurants. And just absolutely loved it and was looking for an agency out here that was doing the same thing. From the first time was from 1 year to probably actually when I was able to get in for an interview when they had a position open in the Boston office and not our New York office. And then from there, it was like go time, 3 weeks, and I was here. And it was awesome and going on almost 2 years right now.
Amazing. See, when things are meant to be, they're so meant to be, right?
100%.
So cool. So 100%. I do have to ask, you know, for our listeners to know, but what made the transition from, obviously you went to school in Nevada, right? But what made you move to Boston and not back to Jersey?
So my husband's actually from Maine. And when we were getting ready to move back, we said we want to be in the middle of our two families. What's the easiest driving distance? But also we wanted to be around, you know, big cities. From coming from Vegas, you're used to that city life, you know, especially working in the PR field, the major agencies are headquartered in cities, so in New York, in Boston. Growing up in Jersey, I knew New York wasn't for me. It doesn't fit my personality. I'm a little more laid back. My husband definitely is not the New York type. So it was funny. We just kind of, I started applying for jobs and we ended up in Massachusetts just randomly, but we packed our stuff in 3 weeks and we just went.
Amazing.
Sold our house and did it.
Rolling with the punches. You just roll
Absolutely.
With the journey. Love it. So tell us about what you're currently doing, like in terms of working with Dunkin' Donuts, your current projects and stuff like that. It's so fun.
Yeah, so I get to work on two different teams. Our agency is the National Agency of Record for Dunkin' Donuts, and locally our office in Boston actually handles the local Boston market franchisees, which is Boston, all of Massachusetts, and southern New Hampshire. So I get my hands on the larger scale with new product rollouts, as well as in Boston market, we just recently wrapped, you know, our Gronk and Ortiz summer campaign. So I get to work with our local franchisees, and I get to see how something starts at the very, very top. Like, we're going to roll out this product in like 6 weeks, and then seeing how it streams all the way down to when the actual franchisees are implementing it and seeing it on the store level. So it's
so,
awesome
so cool.
Process.
So you see like the whole procedure, right? That's so awesome. So I remember like when we've discussed prior, but like only certain areas have test, you know, restaurants, right? I guess you can call them, or like Dunkin' Donuts test places that you can try food.
Yes.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, it's up to our culinary team. So we actually don't have any input in it. They tell us, and it's almost a surprise that we're going. A lot of things are testing in other cities, other states. And I'm like, oh my God, I wish I could try that. I wish it was here.
Right.
But we don't. So it's all up to the awesome culinary team at Dunkin', and they identify the market.
Awesome. You would think too, because this is like their baby, Massachusetts, that like they would do that stuff here most of the time, right?
Yeah, like I think with a product like cold brew that we just rolled out this summer. So cold brew actually tested in some places in Massachusetts, but mainly it did a soft launch in Maine at first before the national launch, and it went to New York first and then Boston. So something like that, it was very targeted. It was a controlled launch, but now it's one of the top-selling products, and it's so exciting to be involved in. I got to implement a partnership with WeWork, so we did some samplings in WeWork buildings across the country.
So
we
fun.
We also got to hold an awesome Insta-meet in New York for some influencers where we went on a cold brew scavenger hunt and had people taking photos in front of murals, and then ended up with this amazing brunch, and one of the Coffee Excellence team members actually came and did a whole cold brew pairing lesson for everyone.
Cool. So what did they pair it with?
So, I mean, it was everything. We were at this amazing restaurant in New York for, you know, the quintessential New York brunch. And we started with antipasto. Then we had like lemon ricotta pancakes. And then, oh my God, the layers of food, it was insane. But, but everything, because she was really telling us about the flavors, how they either have to complement or contrast. And that's how you really, it's almost similar to a wine pairing. It's that in depth. And it was just so interesting to learn.
That's so awesome. So what is your favorite product of Dunkin'? Are you allowed to be biased for this, or you're not allowed to say?
It's so hard for me because there's some new stuff coming out that is so good. I'm definitely like a Boston cream donut girl. I always have been, or a jelly donut.
Oh my God, that's like
jelly munchkin.
He's so comfort food, right? So good.
I love it. Especially right now, I'm all about the sweeter, the better.
Right.
But I'm an iced coffee junkie. Everybody in the office laughs. Like, it can be, doesn't matter, freezing cold inside, and I have to have iced coffee. Hot coffee just isn't working for me.
I'm such an iced coffee person, too. I totally understand that. So tell us one of the most rewarding experiences so far in your career with a client, or an experience you had that really stood out to you.
Yeah, so I think one of my favorite experiences ever, I have twofold. So I did an event in Vegas, and growing up, I idolized Debbie Gibson.
I don't think I know who that is. Who is that?
Oh my God. Don't make me feel that old.
Oh, you're
but
not
I was
that
like
old.
8 or 9 when I went to her concert, and maybe even younger. And I actually got to do an event she hosted, and I had to go meet her in the hotel. And I literally was like, I am so starstruck right now. I am so sorry. And I don't ever get that way. So that was probably one of the coolest experiences of my life, because it was like one of my childhood dreams coming true.
What does she sing, though? Like, what would I have known her on? I'm sure I know her.
Oh, my God. Just, you'll have to Google her, because especially being a New Yorker, you should know who she is.
Yeah.
Long Island girl.
I don't, for some
That's
reason.
Okay.
I know.
Makes you old.
Yeah.
but so I worked with Buca di Beppo Italian restaurants, and And we were tasked with, they really were the crossover, doing a lot of celebrity events. And it was, we have all these grand openings coming. What is something that we could do that incorporates these celebrities, that shows Book of Pride, that really gets our name out? And immediately I started thinking celebrities, I started thinking Hollywood Walk of Fame. And I go, what can I do with these people, like the handprints? Well, Buka makes their sauce from scratch every single day. I was like, how cool would it be to immortalize celebrities' marinara sauce? And everybody thought I was crazy.
Amazing!
But it's so good, and I've gotten to do so many of them. Our first one, we actually kicked it off with this huge event back in 2012, and I got Kendall and Kylie Jenner were immortalized marinara sauce, Ariana Grande, just name a few. Like, so it started there, and now some of these, you know, I had a whole process of how we do it and how we shellac them, and they autograph these boards and they're hanging in some of the restaurants. So, I mean, you can actually like Google marinara handprints or Buca di Beppo handprints, and you can see all the celebrities that got to do it. But the photos are fun. People had didn't take it too seriously because it wasn't a very serious brand. It's a fun restaurant. So that may have been the coolest thing.
That's so out of the box.
I loved it.
Yeah. It's like you created something that will forever be like showcased. That's pretty awesome.
I love it.
So cool. So if you had some advice to give somebody to get into the field of PR, what would you tell them?
So even like from how I started, my biggest thing is if you want something, you just go for it. Find somebody who's doing what you want to do and ask to shadow them. Intern. I love getting new interns. I love being able to take them under my wing and answering questions and actually letting them work alongside with us. So I think the biggest thing is just go for it.
Right.
You can always, you know, even if it's an unpaid internship at the time, if it's just going in somebody's office for an hour and sitting down having conversations with them, what do you do? How do you handle these situations? I think that's my number one thing. You have to go for it. You can't be shy, especially in this industry. You can't be afraid of a phone getting hung up on you
totally.
Or somebody, a nasty reply in an email, because it happens.
Right.
And media's on deadline. So.
Right. And I think when you were talking about like your first PR experience, like you literally were thrown into the fire. Like you just were. So you just handled
it. Swim.
Right.
I just had to go for it. And I think that it's part of my personality. It's why my husband and I balance each other out so well. I'm the outgoing loud one and he's the very calm, quiet one, except when he's at work. But you need that person. You need to be outgoing. You need to be fearless in PR.
Right. It's so true. That was really good advice. Thanks for that.
No problem.
So tell us, you know, when you're not working like a crazy woman, what do you like to do for fun?
So diehard football fan.
Awesome. Okay, so Jets,
season.
Right? Jets, New York.
Oh, my God. I'm a huge Jets fan, and I live like 15 minutes from Foxborough, so it is so bad where I am. My husband, like, does not let me go out of the house on Sundays. He's like, no, just stay home, please. Just don't wear your green in public. But I have an entire Jets wardrobe.
Amazing. So, listen, I'm an original New Yorker too. Like, I understand.
Gotta love it. We're so passionate. New Yorkers are so passionate about their sports.
I know, but that's the thing. So is Massachusetts. So it's like two extremes.
I
don't know. I love Gronkowski though. I know you do too. I mean, he's a Patriot. I just love though.
I know. Honestly, he's so much fun. He was my number one draft pick in fantasy this year.
Oh, really? You play fantasy? You're so cool, Bonnie.
We have a family league.
That's
so it's okay.
Awesome.
It's not really super competitive, but it's competitive in their family. My brother and my cousins. It's not for big money, but it's bragging rights.
Whatever. That's bragging rights. That's hilarious. That's awesome.
It's amazing. But, you know, aside from that, it's funny because, you know, it's like the work-life balance. Like, I'm a mom. I have a 3-year-old and I have another one on the way in April.
Which
so,
is so exciting. Congrats. I wanted you to talk about it.
I'm officially going to be a boy mom forever. But so I've tried to find a way to actually get involved. And I actually recently got on the board of a group. It's called the Working Moms Playgroup. And we are over 100 members strong. And I get to coordinate events. Like I've got a Halloween party this weekend. We've got almost like 100 people coming. And
wow.
Every mom in there is working. So all of our events are nights and weekends and bring the kids sometimes. And sometimes we don't. There were like 30 of us that went to see Bad Moms together. But it's been like a fun outlet because I have women that get me. They're in the same bind. Like today, you know, I was helping another mom find plates for her kid's Halloween. You know, she's like, I need folds. Where am I going to find? No problem. Here you go. Here's the link. Here's a coupon code. We're in this together.
Amazing.
And yeah, we've got this whole army of moms and we stick together and we're really there for each other. It's awesome.
Yeah. That's so great though, that like they have these groups for people that are moms, you know, it gives you like a life balance.
Oh, absolutely.
To make like new friendships, I mean, with like people on the same level, you know, it's awesome.
And moving to a new area. I didn't know anyone. And, right. you know, my son's daycare, he has really extended hours because of my schedule. So I don't always see all the moms during drop off and pickup. Right. Or my husband drops off some days. So I needed another way to meet moms who had kids the same age.
So interesting. So how did you find the group, like, to moms that listen? Like, how do people find things like this?
Honestly, I went on Meetup. So it's the Working Moms Playgroup. It's a Meetup page. There's a couple different chapters. And go and sign up, pay your dues. I mean, it was funny. Like, the first event I went to was a mom's manicure pedicure night. It was after work. And I was like, this is exactly what I need.
Totally. Right now, that was like when you said it. I'm like, genius. Genius idea.
And I ran. And I literally paid right there. I was like, let's go.
Oh, my God.
All on board.
That's awesome. So it's like low-key and then really like fun activities. So like you were saying, there's balance with that too.
Absolutely. So there's some just for moms. And then like our Halloween party, the kids are going to be there. They're so excited. Husbands are welcome to that one. But it's a range. And you sign up for what works for your schedule. And there's, you know, once you commit, obviously we want you to go. But aside from that, it's not... You do what works for you.
Right.
We're flexible. That's why we always have something going on.
Exactly. So I always like to ask this, but before we close out, but what are like 5-year goals for you? So where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Wow, gosh, 5 years.
Well, you're going to be a mom again.
I currently be a mom. My child will be almost 9 years old, which I can't even think about right now. And then my youngest would be in kindergarten. That's frightening.
Crazy.
Hopefully settled. You know, my husband and I are looking for a house right now. So hopefully in our home. Definitely with my same agency, expanding my role and growing my career. And just, you know, being happy and accepting Massachusetts and accepting I live in Patriot Country. but yeah, I think it's really just feeling confident where I am in my life and that everything happened and we're on the right path and it worked out.
Amazing. So cool. So if people want to reach out for inquiries for business and things like that, where can they do that?
Email me, bonnie.taylor@rfbinder, or check out RF Binder's Facebook page, our website, and come to us. Like I said, we have a Boston office and a New York office.
Awesome.
But we also have somebody in LA. We have people all over the country. So we're ready to go.
Fabulous. But you're the go-to source, so they need to contact you first.
Oh, I would appreciate that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. It was so much fun.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. It was such a pleasure. We'll definitely want you to come back and tell us all of what's new with RF Binder and Dunkin' Donuts.
Perfect. Yes. And maybe we'll get somebody from Dunkin' on to talk about some secrets.
Sounds freaking awesome. I'm all on board for that. So thanks again, Bonnie, so much. Everybody reach out to Bonnie for any inquiries or questions you have. Follow them on Facebook. And stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene. Today, the show is brought to you by ConnectPay.com. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at GetSeen@JZSocialEnterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene.